that one, just referring back to that one, I think need to make sure to get the parking aspect of that.
Exactly.
Correct.
Yeah, that's gonna need to,
that's the main part.
Spend some time on that.
And Michael, that turnaround for that shuttle, I mean, I know the applicant testified there's plenty of room to turn around, but I was just there Sunday and.
For a go-kart, or maybe my electric scooter.
Maybe for the little cars that go in and out, but for an 8 or 10 passenger van, it looked a little bit tight to me. And there's just no way that we should have people backing out in that intersection.
Amen to that.
Yeah, it's a site plan issue too, but it's, the driveway should be 24 foot so you can get cars in and out.
Well, what about on that?
No backing out into the public road.
He's gonna have a.
Has Deldot had a crack at the entrance yet?
Deldot's gonna have a better way with that.
For the bed and breakfast, but not for the expansion.
Yeah.
The expansion, though.
They're still gonna see it, though.
It'll be required.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're gonna have their way with them.
Yeah.
And if you were doing a cul-de-sac, the Deldot wants in Public Works request, that cul-de-sac paved service be 38 foot if it's a circle.
I'm willing to bet that they move it.
They're gonna have to move that garage.
Driveway's gotta be wide enough.
They're gonna move it to the other end.
Well, I like the application, and I've seen the property, it's neat as a pin, and they're doing a good business, so I don't wanna.
I don't have any problems with the application, no.
That's an awkward place.
Deldot will take care of the beating up part.
Well, it's a safety issue whether you're dealing with a van turning around or just the, you know, folks that are leaving departing the property.
They might get into right-of-way issues with Deldot also.
That's true.
Well, the turn lane is literally.
Straight at the corner of the house, house is really close to the corner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, their fun is just beginning.
Give me time for.
Okay, our next public hearing was conditional use number 2001, Christina Abramowitz.
Mr. Chairman, for conditional use 2001, Christina Abramowitz, my motion is for deferral at this time for further consideration.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2001, Christina Abramowitz, to allow the commission more time to consider the testimony presented during the public hearing this evening. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?